Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Jeff, who we got to thank for lunch? I am thankful for my man, who?
Curtis Walker. Thank you, Curtis.
Is he related to you?
What'd you say?
Nah,
is he related?
Man. Nah,
he
paid for... that's my cousin, man.
Nah, he is his cousin. He paid for the food. If it was Jeff's cousin, he wouldn't have paid for the food.
That's my cousin.
Shout out to Curtis. He bought us lunch. A little Chick-fil-A doing the boys good.
Appreciate you, brother.
I love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is run at such a high level. Like, every Chick-fil-A you go to, you know the food's going to be good. It's going to be fast. It's going to be clean. Like, if I'm traveling with the girls.
If I need them on Sunday, they're not there.
Yeah, they got a higher power on Sundays, B. But, like, if I'm traveling with the girls, say we're driving down to the beach or Carolina or something, the two places I try to stop, Starbucks and Chick-fil-A. Because the bathrooms are just on a different level. Than,
they're clean.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
most
on the,
of, most of them not clean.
The appropriate level. A little bit of news out of New Orleans. The Saints had brought in Justin Tucker for a tryout along with Cade York. Cade York got the gig. Tucker, no, did not get the gig. A lot of people, as Matt Gay was struggling to make kicks, were like, oh, bring in Tucker. And, I mean, B, you remember how I covered the end of the Bruce Allen era. Like, when the numbers are the numbers, you don't have to get into everything that isn't the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And Tucker wasn't good his last year. Like, the numbers were bad. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't see him being a year removed or whatever, 10 games removed, that it was going to be better. So we'll see. Maybe Tucker ends up somewhere else, but he's not going to be kicking in New Orleans. I wanted to have a Thanksgiving conversation because tomorrow I think it's going to be packed with football.
Yeah.
So the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day, what's the best part of Thanksgiving? Food, football, or family?
Family.
My family.
My family.
That dude's looking for a job. B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. It's got to be the family portion. Let's separate family because that's got to win, right? Like, if so, I don't know. Is anybody not going to say family? Because I think you kind of have to. There's like an obligation to.
Well, depending on what level you at.
I imagine there are some folks that say not family.
Well, I'm not going to be involved with that one.
What is your... Now, a lot of people eat a lot of plates, right? What is your first plate? So, like, your one seed of everything you want Thanksgiving meal.
Dark meat off the turkey.
I, too, am a dark meat man. Yeah. We learned that at Popeye's when we can't specify on the app that we want dark meat.
I like, my first plate's going to probably be, like, a thigh of the turkey. I'm going to grab some dirty rice. Sweet potato crunch, collard greens. I'm going to eat that.
Will you bring some collard greens in next Monday? Because I will not get them, I don't think, this week.
You think?
And I love
remember
them.
To bring some collard greens in on Monday.
Yeah. That's what I'd like for Christmas, a big old pot of collard greens. That is my formal Christmas request to you is vegetables. Everybody asks you for gumbo, all this expensive stuff. I'm asking for greens and green beans. And you can bring them to me anytime in December.
All right.
That's what I want. Jeff, what's your first Thanksgiving plate? What does it look like? What's on there?
Oh, man.
Where are you going for Thanksgiving? Your mom's?
Yeah, I'll be with my mom this Thanksgiving.
Are you DJing that night?
Oh, yeah, I DJ every Thanksgiving night.
I bet that Thanksgiving night probably jumps a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm a DJ at the club.
That Wednesday before Thanksgiving, though, is where.
Oh, yeah.
That's where.
Are you DJing
more
that night?
More liquor is served that night than any other night in the whole.
I'm actually not DJing that night. I'm going to see Reaction Band.
Who?
All Reaction right. Band. Go-Go Band. My high school life.
Gotcha.
I'm going to see them that Wednesday night, but I'm definitely going with. Well, before last year, it was that fried turkey from
B's
house.
This is your first year as skinny, Jeff Walker.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were skinny? 16?
10.
When I was
10.
I can't say that on the radio. When I was conceived. That's the last time I was.
What
skinny.
Is the version of so events way, he couldn't, you been, he
you
couldn't been a, say?
You were plump all the time.
I was plump my entire life.
Damn.
That's why you can't tell me nothing now. You couldn't tell me nothing back then.
Jeff, you don't listen to anything ever.
I know, but now I won't.
Okay.
Real.
What's your first plate of Thanksgiving food?
I'm going with ooh.
What is ooh?
I'm going with some turkey.
You don't say.
The fried turkey that I'm going to fry.
I hope it don't look like this bottle of cologne I'm looking at right now.
I'm going with some greens and some potatoes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
No salad. I know that is not. Oh, and some sweet potatoes. Potato salad.
Potato salad, good, boy.
Cold potato salad or warm potato salad?
I've never eaten warm potato salad a day in my life.
Okay.
I have.
They make that's a thing. I never.
Yeah, you eat it right when it's done.
Yeah, but people make it.
I like to get it right when it's done.
Oh yeah, nah.
You like potato salad more than mashed potatoes?
I do.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving though, I like mashed potatoes.
And for real, if there is no skin in the mashed potatoes, I would not eat them.
You like the red skin mashed potatoes? Those are banging.
It don't matter. I just if they got to be real mashed potatoes. I don't like that powdered stuff.
Yo, if somebody's serving powdered mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving, they should go to prison. Like, JP, that's a day to make real food,
JP,
not powdered.
All I'm going to say is, JP, that's why we don't let certain people in the family bring food.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what those people are in charge of? You can bring the rolls.
Napkins.
You can bring wine. Like, if you are the person that's going to make powdered mashed potatoes on a holiday, you gotta reevaluate some things.
Yeah, but you can't. Well, see, now what I'm learning now that I'm growing up, it's our time now to, like, host Thanksgiving and all of this.
Jeff, I don't think you should host Thanksgiving.
I can't tell my cousins to bring bottles because we will not have no food.
Jeff, from what I understand about things that happen at your house, I don't think you should be hosting Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Hey, look.
WF is not conducive to Thanksgiving.
You may can't step outside my house, but in my house, you're good.
I legit know nothing about my man, White Brian. White Brian, where are you headed for Thanksgiving? Rose's parents?
My grandparents in Pennsylvania.
Oh, when are you going?
Wednesday after work. We'll drive up.
Where in PA?
In other words, you could say tomorrow.
Newtown. It's north of Philly.
What's the name of it?
Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Newtown.
Are you worried about the traffic, dog?
Yeah, a little bit.
That should be what? 2.5 hours? Maybe 3?
It normally takes like 3.5. It'll take 5.5.
Ooh. Who drives? You or Rose?
I do.
Okay. At least. Thank goodness.
The dog. The dog drives.
Yeah. They finally get to see the dog that they don't live with. What does your first plate of Thanksgiving look like?
Turkey, mashed potatoes, some green beans, and some cornbread. Then throw gravy on it all.
Simple? Basic?
Brian, you never had my green beans, have you?
No.
Boy, I'm telling you.
They're the best.
Change the whole world.
Of all the things you make, that's what I'm asking for.
You're a weirdo.
I also love vegetables, which people probably
just ask for his collard greens, not his green beans.
I said vegetables. I'm asking for collards and I'm asking for green beans.
You're just making stuff up. Next, you're going to be saying, oh, man, the only thing I actually want is you're one of those turkeys.
No, dude, I'm not a turkey guy. Y'all can have the turkeys. I want green beans and collard greens. What's your first plate? Lanvin, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You cooking?
Yep, that's right, baby. You know me.
No, went up early, fried turkeys.
He ain't cooking nothing.
I'm going to wake up way early. I'm definitely not going to sleep till 2. That won't happen.
I think you will. Will you be awake for the Lions kickoff at 12:30?
No.
Hell no. No. Are you insane? It's 4 days off. You think I'm going to wake up at noon? Not a chance. Not a chance.
All right. So the Mullins family Thanksgiving.
You're not going to help your mom cook, man?
No.
All right. So
and know what? Miss Mullins, he shouldn't eat neither.
No, she don't want my help.
What? If you had to prepare a Thanksgiving dish, Mullins, what would it be?
Nothing.
I think I could make solid stuffing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like from stovetop or from scratch?
Stovetop. I mean, I could make it from scratch. I could also make solid stovetop stuffing, too. I can follow the instructions on a box.
I did not know this. I was talking with Un Yang last night at Channel 4. She makes her own stuffing from scratch. You know that you just have to leave bread out to let it get stale?
Yes, everyone knows this.
You just figured that out?
I've never made stuffing. You know what? Left hand up. I'm never going to make stuffing.
Come on, yeah.
I like it.
He cooked his beans out of the can.
It's a family recipe.
Come on, man.
No.
It's a family recipe. I've made mashed potatoes. I know how to do that. I've never made stuffing. I never will make stuffing.
That's an individual recipe. That's not a family recipe.
So what's your first plate of Thanksgiving look like, Mullins?
It'll be 30 to 40% gravy with turkey stuffing and mashed potatoes. Screw those vegetables.
Cranberry sauce?
Nah.
How you keep
it? Oh, I forgot. I will have a couple of slices of cranberry sauce.
Yo, listen to this. Amelia Draper. So we were having a serious Thanksgiving conversation last night at 4. Amelia makes her cranberry sauce with Grand Marnier in it.
Amelia, I come over.
Yeah, dude.
Tell your husband I'm that cousin from a long time. I just want some Grand Marnier in my cranberry sauce.
Sounds interesting, right?
Hell yeah.
JP, I know you said everybody's going to say family's the best part of Thanksgiving, but food is winning our poll.
To be honest with you, though, if you put liquor in just about anything, it gets better.
Got a point.
I'm not going to lie, fellas. I don't care how much money I make in my future. I don't care how well I do in life. I will always eat the canned cranberry sauce.
And you give me all this grief about beans?
Hey, man.
Now, look, my dad makes cranberry sauce, too. But I always bring the can. I don't know why. It's just like
I'll put you out my house.
It's just like Taco Bell. You're not going to get that taste from anywhere else.
I will put you out my house.
I'm not mad at canned cranberry, but you can't give me grief about my beans anymore.
But you know, it's like I go to some people's house where they have to have like a kids dessert and an adult dessert table.
Because of the liquor?
They got liquor in everything.
Hell, Cosby was saying his mom's tiramisu will knock you out.
I need to get some Miss Cosby tiramisu.
My wife is making an apple pie and a pumpkin pie.
Tell her, put a little bourbon in there.
And then she's making desserts for the kids.
Take and make a pecan Rice Krispie pie. Treats. Drop a little bourbon in the pecan pie thing. Tell you it'd be good, bro.
We're taking calls on your one seed of Thanksgiving foods. We're checking on the poll. More people like food than family. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.